Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we'll be hearing from Alex today, but Owen Troyer is sitting in. Alex on a working vacation. But first, the latest bombshell explosive report from Greg Reese.
Up until recently, the CIA's long, close relationship with the late Jim Jones has always been a mystery. From the very beginning of his ministry, Dan Mitrione was always close in the shadows. Mitrione was an expert in torture and counterinsurgency techniques for the CIA, who taught many of the same methods used by Jim Jones. In 1978, 1 year after the CIA's MKUltra was exposed to the public, nearly 1,000 people died in Jonestown. The chief medical examiner reported that nearly 90% were homicides, and yet the American media called it a mass suicide. Jonestown became known as the place where hundreds of people drank the Kool-Aid. Jonestown seems to be a CIA beta test for the COVID vaccine agenda being rolled out today. Jim Jones applied many known mind control techniques, separating people from their families, creating a lingo to distort the truth, demonized the questioning of authority. But what really stood out was his constant warnings that the government was going to try and kill them all. He said that he would not let them. He had his followers practice suicide drills and called it revolutionary suicide.
I'm willing to die tonight for revolutionary suicide. Thank you. Yeah!
The main ideology of Jonestown was that America is a racist nation and capitalism is evil. And they sought to create a utopia of equality and fairness. We know all about this ideology in 2021. The slow destruction of the family unit can be traced back a century to Planned Parenthood, to the 1964 war on poverty, to gay marriage, all the way to our current trend of transsexual child abuse. This has created generations of lost souls, ripe to be exploited by the charlatans and sociopaths who wield the power of pop culture and mainstream media. The cult is given their own lingo to distort the truth. They are woke, and to be woke requires absolute conformity. If you question the authority, you are silenced. You are labeled a racist without any evidence, or a science denier without any scientific explanation whatsoever. And above all, you are taught that human civilization is killing the planet. You are taught that the only way to save the Earth is to depopulate. You are taught that humanity is a virus.
Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague.
And so when Bill Gates, the front man pushing this narrative for the past decade, steps out and offers the final solution.
And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccine.
It's no surprise to see the cult lining up to get their shot. The crimes against humanity we are witnessing are almost indescribable. Every institution created to support and facilitate human civilization is now being used to destroy it. And every person who put their faith in the system has now been betrayed. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I pray for stormy weather to harvest.
can find that video exclusively at band.video and bandthis.tv. Jonestown and the COVID suicide cult.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So, for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This is a live Alex Jones transmission. We'll be hearing from Alex before the end of the broadcast. And yet again, InfoWars in triplicate is proven to be next year's news today. It is now being admitted by the Biden CDC director that it is possible that COVID-19 originated out of a lab in Wuhan, China. Now, where did you first hear that? Okay. We all know where we first heard that, right here. On the Alex Jones Show over a year ago with Dr. Francis Boyle. And, of course, as usual, they like to attack us and ridicule us and call us conspiracy theorists and everything else. But you already knew that, didn't you? How is it that you in this audience are smarter and more akin to information then Joe Biden CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, who now admits that it is possible COVID-19 leaked out of a Wuhan lab. But the story doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. No, the story doesn't stop there at all. House Intel Republicans not only want further investigation into the Wuhan lab, further investigation into Fauci's involvement in the Wuhan lab, they want to know what involvement the Chinese military had with that Wuhan lab, which, of course, we know they have been quick to erase off their website in the last month. The Chinese military members involved in that Wuhan lab. And now, even the liberal think tank projection machine wing of the Democrat Party, PolitiFact, admits that COVID-19 from a Wuhan lab is not a conspiracy theory. Whoa! My, how the mighty have fallen with their false narrative about COVID-19 from a wet lab and a bat, when all evidence now points to a Wuhan lab. But there's more ripples. Now that we see there was a Chinese military involvement, now that you see Chinese professors going on television saying, yep, COVID-19 was a bioweapon released by China, and it's going to be used to help us conquer the world and defeat the United States of America. Oh. And so a news story at Gateway Pundit, new revelations from inside China indicate actual location of its military origin of COVID-19. So was there a different release? Remember, there were the World Military Games at the time as well. Hell, they could have just released it at Event 201. Just really made it a perfect circle. And then, of course, the alley-oop to the eugenics of the experimental gene modification jab known as the COVID vaccine. You have more negative side effects of that. And the incredible thing is, and we took calls on this all yesterday, but whether it's people in the military or people working at companies that are forcing them to take the vaccine, they're seeing all the negative side effects. It's making the local news. These reports are penetrating through mainstream news. It's making local papers. It's all over the internet. And so members of the military are rejecting it. People that whose employers are forcing them to take it are rejecting it. And how are you going to force people to do this for a virus that they're no longer afraid of, and for a vaccine that has all these negative side effects that are actually being, I mean, I wouldn't say well covered, but they are being covered. It's getting into local news. It's getting into people's living rooms. And so that is such a key element. That is such a key factor in all of this. Like, there's this huffing and puffing about, why is it news that Demi Lovato is non-binary? Why does anybody care? Well, it's not news. Nobody cares. It's all about getting it into your living room. It's not about it being news. It's about it being propaganda, getting it into your living room, getting it into your consciousness, introducing it to your children as part of a propaganda campaign to maybe, hey, push your kid into being gay, or push your kid into being trans, or push your kid into wanting to have their genitals chopped off, or non-binary, or explore their sexuality or their gender. Something completely irrelevant. It's a mental case. It's a mental disorder. Pushing your kids into mental disorders. But that is such that element of, it's why they censor InfoWars. It's why they only want their controlled opposition on the cable news channels. It's why they only want their controlled opposition on the late night talk shows. They want to be in control of what goes into your house, what goes into your consciousness. So they don't want the energy. They don't want the freedoms. They don't want the attitude. They don't want the resistance. They don't want InfoWars getting into your consciousness, getting into your living room. They want Demi Lovato's non-binary, gay, lesbian, homo, gender queer, whatever. That's what they want in your living room. Not, hey, freedom is good. The free market works. Or COVID-19 came out of a lab. Or the vaccines are killing people. They want Demi Lovato's a non-binary queer gender fairy. But they can't. How does Bob Marley say it? Is it you can trick some of the people some of the time, but you can't trick all the people all the time? So there's still good people out there in local media that think it's concerning that the COVID vaccine is killing people. Think it's concerning all these weird side effects they're seeing around them. And then they go out and they reach out to one of them and they do a local news story on it. And then other people see it, and then they think, huh, maybe I don't want this COVID jab. People in the military see it, thinking, oh, this is dangerous. I don't think I want this. Oh, and that upsets Bill Gates. That upsets Anthony Fauci. That upsets the Democrats. That upsets the cult. So that's one news story today. And, you know, this, I don't even know how to properly cover this. It's so ridiculous. It's just another level of the Democrat Party going full tyranny, full authoritarianism, full totalitarianism, and they now completely run the FBI. The FBI is just a wing of the Democrat Party. The CIA is just a wing of the Democrat Party. And that's because the Democrat Party at large has fully sold America out to globalism, fully sold America out, and are now riding along for and cheering on the destruction of the United States of America. So that's where the Democrat Party's at now. So, yeah, so it's not even that the FBI is a wing of the Democrat Party or the CIA is a wing of the Democrat Party. Really, it's the Democrat Party has become a wing of the New World Order. The Democrat Party has become the wing of the Communist World Takeover. The Democrat Party is now part of the World Criminal Cabal, Deep State Shadow Government, which the FBI, the CIA, and everything else was already a part of. So it's not that they're part of the Democrat Party. It's the Democrat Party is now part of the New World Order Takeover America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
To InfoWars, you knew this over a year ago. What I guess Biden's CDC is just figuring out now. So either they're just a year and a half behind us intellectually, or they were lying and covering it up and not being honest about the situation. Either way, it's not good. But we have the clip. Let me go through these headlines. So we're going to play Rochelle Walensky here in a second. Biden CDC director says lab origin of COVID-19 a possibility. Oh, a possibility now. Possibility, she says. What's next? Oh, it's a certainty? I mean, how long till it's a guaranteed certainty? Of course, we can't get a fair investigation, and they've had enough time to cover all their tracks now. So even if you had a fair investigation at this point, it'd be like, you know, the Maricopa County vote audit where they just erased the data, you know, something like that. But before we go to that clip, here's some of the other headlines around this. House Intel Republicans, under the leadership of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the United States likely engaged in dangerous research in China. COVID-19 escaped Wuhan lab. But I think it's actually worse than that, quite frankly. Now, you have to decide what you're going to take at face value and what could potentially be intentional propaganda. Is China covering up the military involvement in the Wuhan lab? Is Chinese professors coming out saying this is a bioweapon to conquer the world and defeat the United States of America? Are they being honest about this? Is this all kind of just muddying the water even more? I don't know. That's a serious debate. But that's what's happening in China. They're covering up the military involvement in that Wuhan lab, and they have professors coming out saying this was a bioweapon to conquer the world and defeat the United States of America. And we know they were working on this exact virus out of that Wuhan lab, and we know it was the gain-of-function research given to them by Fauci and Obama that they expanded on that ultimately led to the COVID-19 release. Rand Paul knows it. Members of the House Intel Committee know it. Maybe everybody knows it. They're just not being honest about it yet. They're just not telling you about it yet. Because they like Dr. Fauci. And they like their false narrative about COVID-19. And they like it being used to conquer the world and defeat America. But no, I think it's worse. I don't know what would you consider a worst case scenario. But I mean, you could have a scenario where this was indeed intentionally released by the Chinese military, a bioweapon, and that bioweapon essentially was given to them by Obama and Fauci. Pretty big story there, is it not? Bigger than Obama with the gun running in Operation Fast and Furious? Bigger than the cover-up of the terrorist attack in Benghazi that killed Americans that Hillary Clinton and others stood down on because they wanted them dead? Bigger than the illegal spying done by Barack Obama and the lying to the FISA court and all of that against Donald Trump and others? Bigger than all of that combined? Bigger than the cash to Iran that they then used, now they admit, sending drones into Israel, giving weapons to Hamas? You also had a ship of weapons get caught out of Iran heading down to Yemen. The Democrat Party funding Iran, funding the Exterminate the Jews movement. But this is bigger than all of that, is it not?
Barack Obama and Anthony Fauci provide China with the resources, provide China with the research, provide China with the bioweapon that they then release to the world? And see, you have the sycophant media. And, you know, I'm wondering if there's another level to these liberals on TV's mentality and psychosis, that they're in such an arrested development phase, and it's beyond pride. It's one thing, it, swallow your pride, admit you were wrong. For them, it's like beyond pride. They made Barack Obama into an idol, into a demagogue. I mean, they worship the guy. And you're kind of seeing the same stuff with Biden. You can search like Biden triumphs or, you know, Biden majesty, and you literally find all American media praising it like it's North Korea or something. So they've created this new sycophantic obsession with their political leaders. And so they can't be honest about who they are. They can't be honest about their corruption. They can't be honest about how evil they are, because that reflects on them. That makes them look stupid. That makes them look like dupes, or that makes them look like they're a part of it. And they have too much pride, or they don't want that to come out either. So they'll cover up for Obama. And, you know, notice how Obama, this guy is such a narcissistic. He is so obsessed with himself. He probably looks at himself in the mirror more than the average teenage girl. And he just had to get his name back in the headlines, so he's out commenting on aliens and UFOs now. No, it has nothing to do with whatever operation is being run with the declassification of the UFOs. No, Obama has nothing to do with it. No, it's not part of some campaign. He's just a selfish, narcissistic jerk who wanted his name back in the headlines. And for that, and not for giving the bioweapon to China that they then released on the world potentially. PolitiFact quietly admits COVID-19 lab escaped, not a debunked conspiracy theory. Oh, wow. And then the latest from the Gateway Pundit. We know COVID-19 was created in a lab, but new revelations from inside China indicate actual location of its military origin, released as a military weapon. Here is the Biden CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, admitting what InfoWars reported over a year ago is the real case, the real story about COVID.
What, in your opinion, was the origin of the virus?
This has been studied by the WHO.
I'm asking your opinion.
Pause it.
I don't believe I've seen.
Let's start it back at her response. Immediately she touts the World Health Organization, funded by Bill Gates, funded by China, and has a direct reason to cover up the true origins of the COVID-19 virus. I mean, just unbelievable. So it just shows you how controlled she is, how totally bought into the system she is. All right, go back.
The origin of the virus.
This has been studied by the WHO.
I'm asking your opinion.
I don't believe I've seen enough data, individual data, for me to be able to comment on that.
What are the possibilities?
Certainly the possibilities of that most coronaviruses that we know of are of origin from, that have infected the population, SARS-CoV-1, MERS, generally come from an animal origin. And
are there any other possibilities?
Certainly a lab-based origin is one possibility.
Okay.
Oh. They know it. They all know it. I'll tell you what, though. Some people, I mean, even that right there, that's her kind of even hedging her bet. Like, oh, so everybody here knows it came out of a lab, huh? Like, oh, well, I don't want to be a part of the cover-up, so, yeah, maybe it came out of a lab. Folks, I'm telling you, this whole thing is falling apart, but that just makes it more dangerous.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential.
the tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. And Winter Sun for your immune system, it's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warriors, staying on the air during this cancel culture, during this big tech reign of terror, has been hard. But thanks to your support, we're still on air. Now, hearing a globalist engineered collapse, which they're attempting to initiate right now, it's important to have storable food. It's important to have water provision. It's important to have a relationship with God, number one. It's important to have friends and family you can trust. It's important to live in a place that's more secure than big cities. But most of us have to still live in big cities. So whether you live in a big city or a rural area, having a satellite phone that the globalists can't track, that they can't trace, that they can't turn off, is essential. The cell phone system is a control grid, a surveillance grid for contact tracers, hackers, corrupt government, and more. That's why everyone needs a sat phone. And we've got you one of the best deals out there at InfoWarsPhone.com. A free $600-plus free phone when you sign up for a year for $99.95 for 150 minutes each month. And here's what's great about it. Everyone can call you from landlines or cell phones unlimited. Calls to you are free. It's only the calls up to the satellite that are going to cost you the 150 minutes a month. It's good to start using these. It's good to get your mind in the mindset of survival. I've got one in my car. It works great. I've got the little antenna. You can also get it at InfoWarsPhone.com, and I've got one in my house. Anywhere you can see the sky, it works. InfoWarsPhone.com or call 941-955-1020 and ask for the Alex Jones special. That's InfoWarsPhone.com. Now back to the live transmission out of Austin, Texas, and other stories.
And we've got a bunch of news we're going to get to here on the Alex Jones Show today. But folks, remember, support InfoWars financially to keep us on air. It is a necessity. All right. So I just had Greg Reese come in here. Hey, have you seen this video? And I had it on my list. And so I'm going to play it right now. A little girl who appears to love and understand America better than the average liberal that has a PhD from Harvard these days. This girl is only, I think, 5 years old. And then I was just talking to some of the crew in the break about how there's this, you know, they're going to music festivals and all these things are going to make you take a vaccine before you can go into them now. And it looks like that's what the route the music entertainment industry is taking. It looks like the sports entertainment industry may be not going that direction with full crowds now, no masks, no vaccine passports. But it looks like that's where the music industry is going. And I was explaining how there's this event in Austin, three-night event. It's an outdoor music event, and it's masks required and vaccine proof of vaccine required, too. And so he says, you know, the important thing to do here is to get this message to the youth. And that's really what hit me, because this music festival thing is going to be a bunch of young people. It's going to be probably a bunch of, you know, teenagers, college kids. And so they're being indoctrinated into this. And and then when it happens to their children and their grandchildren, they're not going to stand up and fight it, because it's the world that they knew. And there wasn't enough rise and resistance against it at this time. So they just accept it and just move on. And the next generation of Americans becomes more enslaved. So it really is about somehow stopping this brainwashing and indoctrination of the youth to believe everything's racist. I've got this new video from PBS. I mean, I have nothing against men that want to dress like women. I have nothing against people that want to change their sex or do whatever they do in their private time. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'm not affected by it. But the children are. And so this is a PBS video of Little Miss Hot Mess teaching kids about drag queens and transsexualism. And this is from PBS. PBS! Your tax dollars for children aged 3 to 8 to learn from Little Miss Hot Mess how to be a drag queen, how to be transsexual, how to be transgender. And see, they lump it in with all their other youth videos that are fine enough, teaching kids how to read and write and math and stuff. Hey, fine, PBS, good for you. You know what? That's all right. But, oh, you just had to put Little Miss Hot Mess in there, didn't you? Dressed like a drag queen. Teaching your kids about tranny time. Teaching your kids how to shake their butt for a drag queen. With a skull and crossbones tattooed on her arm in the book for kids 3 to 8. So it's like, hey, we're PBS. We have a new online learning course. Teach your kids how to read and write and math. And, oh, by the way, the first thing you see when you watch this video is Little Miss Hot Mess teaching your kids how to shake their butts for tranny time. There it is. And you've got the little death with the hearts on it, because, you know, they love death. It's all about killing your kid. I guess they're dead inside. But again, I don't care if men want to dress up like women and play with one another's whatevers. It's none of my business what you do. But why are you bringing the kids into it? Well, that's why. Because they want to indoctrinate the kids So then they get used to it, just like these young kids get used to being forced to wear a mask, forced to take a vaccine, forced to show their vaccine passport, and then they don't fight against it when their kids are subjected to it, and then it's worse for their grandkids, and they don't fight against it because you just get slowly boiled like the frog in the pot. Death with a thousand cuts. But here's a young girl that gives you hope. Here's a young girl that gets it. Here's a young girl who understands American values better than the average liberal Democrat with three PhDs and a television show. A young girl explains freedom and liberty to her school administration along with her classmates. I'm not sure where this is, but here is this young girl that is so inspirational.
And I don't think barely anybody likes masks in schools. Their children are suffocating. You don't know what it feels like. And just it's nonsense. Seriously. Like, why would you do that? Why in the world would you do that? And God created us so we can be free people. And we're not being free here or at public schools. Okay? So I would take your masks off if I were you. And I'm not wearing a mask right now, and I never will as much as I can. And George Washington made America so we could be free citizens of the United States of America. And the Statue of Liberty is for liberty and freedom, and we're not free. So maybe you just don't believe in George Washington or God, or like the boss of you or someone is controlling you. Stand up.
Wow, so just a small snippet. Looks like I get caught up there at the end, so there's probably even more of that amazing video. And that's just like the other young boy we saw, too, stand up and give a similar speech in front of his school board. Incredible. She should host a TV show. She's better than Rachel Russia Moscow, Rachel Russia Rage Madcow, who's losing her mind, by the way. I mean, this woman is not sane. Now, let's look at the other side of the spectrum in clip 14. So, yeah, young kids don't like wearing the masks. They like breathing free air. And I guess they have more of an instinct to be free than many adults these days. And so a bus driver decided to intervene because some kids weren't wearing a mask. I'm not sure if there's audio here. Guys, roll clip 3 for me.
The moment a Colorado bus driver slapped a 10-year-old girl allegedly over a face mask, we want to warn you that you might find some of this video disturbing. This happened in early April.
A liberal abusing a child?
On Fremont County, and it's blurred to protect the identity of the students. But video from KKTV shows the bus driver talking to the girl after she says she moved her mask below her nose because she wasn't feeling well. That driver, whose name is Bertram Joaquiz, then slaps the child. He is now facing charges including harassment, assault causing injury, and child abuse.
Yeah. Show me you're a liberal without telling me. Show me you hate Trump without telling me. Show me you voted Biden without telling me. Slapping a young child for not wearing a face mask on the bus? I think we know where that person falls politically. So there you go. There's the two differences between the left and the right. A young girl on the right, well-spoken, inspirational, gives a speech in front of parents and teachers and students, gets a rounding applause. Liberal bus driver smacks a girl in the face 10 years old for not wearing a mask.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
System that they've inherited from the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds think they're God, but they're not God. They didn't create this planet. They didn't create the sun. They didn't create the universe. They didn't create the trillions and trillions of galaxies that we know exist. They can't even comprehend God or how to be just good people. All they are is selfish demons that seek to take control of your life, who seek to harness humanity and convince us that they are superior to us and that we have to serve them and their ideas. They want control of our bodies with their nanotech, with their genetic engineering. They want us to accept the fact that they can put in our bodies what they want, when they want, and then lie to us about the fact they call it a vaccine when it is gene therapy. This is all about their quest for eternal life. They are testing on the general public, trying to find compounds from toxic experiments that give them what they call the Lazarus gene and other systems they're searching for. It all started in the 1950s when they discovered immortal cell lines, cells that never die and replicate forever. We call it, of course, the more vicious types of cancer. But through death and through mass experimentation against the general population, they believe they will find the keys to immortality. So as you see the beauty of the universe that God gave us, realize the globalists are not God. The globalists are simply parasites who are selfishly trying to take control of your life in a hope of artificially building immortality for themselves. when immortality has been given to us by God through our consciousness, if we choose to be with God and not serve ourselves and be selfish entities. And that's the truth. And that's what InfoWars stands for, is getting you to think for yourself and to get outside the box and realize that God created the universe for us to have communion with God, not for us to pretend that we are God. Those that try to do that, you have a name for them. They're called Satanists. They believe that Lucifer could be his own God, just as they could be their own God. Just as in the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible, Satan says to Eve, you could be a God. And she goes to Adam and says, you could be a God. Just eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of evil. We were perfect and innocent. We had only the knowledge of good. Knowledge of evil is how to manipulate, how to twist, how to set up corrupt criminal systems, how to play God. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. And we're entering those days now. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
And we're back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters. Owen Troyer taking the Alex Jones Show all the way today. And then who do we have coming up, guys, in the fourth hour? And then Matt Bracken, always great as well. It'll be my pleasure to be with you until that time. And then we're going to have a very exciting War Room guest host today. So I'll be announcing that coming up shortly as well. But, you know, I got to say, I'm just looking at all this news in front of me, deciding where to go. And there's a couple stories that really just show how, I mean, there's a way that we used to deal with people like this. And we just don't deal with them at all now. They just dominate us. What am I talking about? I'm talking about lying politicians, corrupt leaders, just liars in general, people that get caught screwing people over left and right, people that run their own corrupt operations and then get caught. Well, nowadays, these people just get into government, get on television media, and then control our lives because we don't deal with them anymore. We just let them run wrong, let them run wild. And so you just had the House approve a bill, $1.9 billion, to bolster Capitol security. Why? Well, of course you know why. January 6th, same old why. And the FBI is releasing videos and asking for help in their arrests from January 6th. So they're still releasing videos from inside, outside the Capitol of people saying, help us identify these people. They're admitting they've already arrested over 400 people. They put them in jail. So, I mean, they're on. They're already putting us in gulags. They're already arresting their political opposition. They're already censoring their political opposition. They're already physically attacking their political opposition. We just don't fight back. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how else to portray this situation other than just the complete accuracy here, the complete truth. What's the irony? What's the hypocrisy? Well, isn't it obvious? There's no FBI mass release of videos or call for help in arresting any of the individuals involved in the riots of 2020, the Democrat riots that caused over $2 billion in property damage. They have no interest in that. They're not arresting people for that. They're not asking for help identifying people in that. A lot of murders, lots of attacks on police. Thousands were hospitalized. A lot died. FBI not interested. But hey, you had about 4 or 5 hours that got out of control at the Capitol, which it was isolated where some of the out of control behavior was. And that's like the worst thing that's ever happened. Now, there's two angles to this. Are politicians that selfish that they only care about January 6th because it happened where they work, where they live, and so it actually affected them, so they care about it? Whereas when it happens in your backyard, when it happens in your neighborhood, when it happens in your city, when it happens to your business, they just don't care. So is it selfishness? Or is it that they are now just openly setting the precedent that if you're a liberal leftist, any level of demonstration is okay? rioting, murdering, looting, arson, all the violent crime in the world is okay as long as you're a liberal leftist Democrat voter. It's okay. FBI is okay with it. Politicians are okay with it. Media is okay with it. But if you're a Trump-supporting American patriot that's sick of our elections being rigged, and you go into D.C., that's not allowed. That's a crime. That's a bad thing. Many of the businesses destroyed from the Democrat riots of 2020 will never be back in business. Many of the people who were injured or killed, their lives will never be the same. The events of January 6th had zero long-term effects for most people, except people that were murdered there by police. That would be Ashley Babbitt. But you notice we don't get to know about who killed her either. So it's the total revelation. It's the emperor has no clothes. It's the double standard. It's the hypocrisy. It's all of it. It's all right there. It's wide open. Universally, objectively evaluated and observed, you cannot deny it. There's a two-tier justice system. There's a two-tier approach for justice. There's a two-tier approach to covering it. And there's some free speech is allowed, others is not. Other free speech, bad. And we know it's on political lines. But it's almost even more diabolical when the same Democrats who run around chanting defund the police, signing legislation to defund the police, proposing legislation to defund police, rallying people to defund police, and then give themselves $2 billion for security. It's so evil. It's so disgusting. It's honestly, it's like, it's not that I'm speechless. It's just that it's so obvious. It's so out of control. It's so ridiculous. If we're going to allow this to happen, I shouldn't have to come out here and break this down. In fact, I don't. That's the point. It's all wide open. The emperor has no clothes. The emperor is walking down Main Street on a busy weekend with thousands of people walking around with no clothes on. I don't have to point there and say, look, he's naked. I don't have to point out and say, look, the emperor's naked. Look, it's the emperor's wee-wee and behind. I don't have to do that. It's obvious. It's out there. It's anybody can see it. So why is it here we are yet again? And now you have the House backs the January 6th commission. They want to do an investigation into that. Not into the Keystone pipeline, not into the Colonial Pipeline hack. Not into the billions of damage caused in the year 2020. Not into the illegal spying of the Obama administration and the fake PP Gate dossier and the fake Manafort black book. No. No investigations into any of that. And we have the list. I'll cover this list when we come back. 35 Republicans vote with Democrats to hold 9/11 style commission into January 6th. And you know, if they get this, folks, what they're going to do. So I'll explain it all coming up, and I'll give you that list of the anti-American communist Republicans who voted against the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.